WJTL Francesca Battistelli's This Could Change Everything. Hi, good morning to you, 703. Liam and Fred hanging out with you.
Coming up on this Winning Wednesday, chances for you to win family passes to Tiny Town in Lancaster. It's a family-owned business with 12 hands-on interactive playhouses. Listen all day for your chances to call in and win right here on WJTL.
This morning, our very special guest, our friend Rick Rao, is here. He's going to talk about the big choir. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Fred.
So wonderful to have you here. Anybody you want to give a shout out to? Say hi to?
Sure. I want to shout out to my wife, Carmen, and the three grandbabies that I know are listening, Kanan, Mara, and Greta. I hope you're being good for your mama right now.
And you have, you guys have 16 grandchildren?
We have 16. Yeah, we have 8 kids, so we have 16 grandkids.
What a blessing.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Such a blessing. Yeah.
We're so excited for you to be here. So excited for Big Choir to be here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center. Tell us about Big Choir. What is it?
Okay. Well, Big Choir is a nonprofit contemporary choir born out of Lancaster County here that's been growing for like the last 2 years.
Okay.
And we finally become a nonprofit, which is a big move for us in that we can do concerts like we're going to do at the Junction Center now. It kind of came out of my mind, which is a dangerous place to come out of sometimes, if you ask my wife. But like, number one, I've always, people that know me know, I love choirs. I love that sound of the human voice coming together in parts. And when they hit that chorus in a song, especially a contemporary song, it just takes it to another level. For me, there's no like instrument that can duplicate the intensity and the warmth of that. So always like the choir. I like the way it looks too, like Brooklyn Tabernacle, if you ever watched that, or Mississippi Mass Choir. Just all those different people from different backgrounds coming together under the message of Christ. And so I love the way it looks, love the way it sounds. Number two, just the concept of team, in that I just started thinking a lot of times when I get together with my buddies and stuff, the conversation is reminiscing about when we were on a team at some point. Could be a sports team or a choir, or maybe you're in a musical, and as you get older, those opportunities to be on a team kind of lessen.
Yeah.
As life gets busy, and stuff. So Big Choir exists to offer that again, to the camaraderie of putting something meaningful together and seeing it come to fruition and experiencing that with other people. So that's number two. But the main thing with Big Choir is it's kind of like an outreach masquerading as a show. In that, if Jesus is everything he said he was, if he did everything he said he did, and he changed our very eternities, we should probably do everything we can do to get that word out there in creative ways. So that's in a nutshell what we try to do at Big Choir.
That's awesome. How many are in your choir?
So right now we have about 40 singing, and then we have a killer band. A killer band.
Yeah.
about 5 guys in the band.
Very
girls
cool.
And guys, and
you almost never see a live band like that anymore.
Yeah, that makes the difference in our shows. I think
yeah.
We're not doing anything to Cam Music. It's a live band, and they're all great. We love them.
I love that. So when is the concert here at Landis Hall?
So the concert at Landis Hall is November 7th.
Okay,
and we just we've had a couple concerts already. We come out of Community Fellowship Church, which is my home church. It's where I served on the staff way back. But they've been so kind to let us use their facilities to rehearse and some of the software to keep us together. And we have had a couple shows there, but we said, where do we go next?
Yeah.
And somebody said, well, how about that Junction Center? We're like, whoa. I don't know. But hey, go big or go home, right?
Yeah.
And they're so accommodating over there, and a lot of tech in the room, and they've helped us out immensely. So we think it's going to be a great show to come
to. So it's coming up Friday, November 7th.
Friday, November 7th, yes.
And where can our listeners get tickets?
So the best way to get tickets we found is just to go onto the Junction Center's website,
yeah.
Go to the events tab, and then hit that, and then get tickets. Now, our tickets are free. We don't charge for our concerts. We love a donation, but
well,
we don't charge.
Sure.
So come one, come all, bring that person that you're praying for.
Yeah, November 7th, JunctionCenterProductions.com. We're going to talk more with Rick coming up, so stick around. Jeremy Camp, Matthew West, and more music on the way, too.